This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The first all-party delegation out of the seven set up for India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor abroad will depart today for four countries. The delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde will embark for UAE, Liberia, Democratic Republic of Congo and Sierra Leone. The multi-party delegations will project the country's national consensus and resolute approach to combating terrorism in all its forms and manifestations with India's strong message of zero tolerance against terrorism. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri yesterday briefed the members of the three delegations at the Parliament House in New Delhi. We have a report.
After a befitting reply to Pakistan aggression with the successful conduct of Operation Sindoor launched in the wake of dastardly Pahalgam terror attack, India will kick-start its diplomatic outreach to further expose Pakistan, which has been promoting terrorism as its state policy. Out of the seven multi-party delegation formed to reach out to the International Committee on Pakistan, nefarious design and India's successful anti-terror operation, first will embark for a four-nation tour of UAE and West African countries. Another six delegation will also begin their tour in the coming days. The delegations will visit a total of 32 countries till 5th of next month to present India's firm stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. With Diwakar, Bhupen Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with German Chancellor Friedrich Merz yesterday and exchanged views on regional and global developments, asserting the two countries stand united in the fight against terrorism. In a statement, Ministry of External Affairs said that during the telephone conversation, the two leaders reiterated their shared commitment to combating terrorism in all its forms. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he spoke to Chancellor Friedrich Merz and congratulated him on assuming office and reaffirmed commitment to further strengthen the strategic partnership between India and Germany. Prime Minister Modi also invited Chancellor Merz to visit India. The Delhi Cabinet has approved a subsidy of 30,000 rupees for installing 3-kilowatt rooftop solar panels. This decision was taken at a Cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Rekha Gupta yesterday. She said that this decision will supplement the central government's 78,000 rupees subsidy under the PM Surya Ghar Yojana. Mrs. Gupta informed that the government has also launched a dust control plan to combat air pollution. Madhya Pradesh government has approved a proposal for a law to develop Indore, Bhopal, Ujjain, Jabalpur and Gwalior as metropolitan areas to speed up their development. The proposal for the Madhya Pradesh Metropolitan Area Planning and Development Act 2025 was approved in the cabinet meeting held at the historic Rajwada Palace in Indore. The cabinet decided to inform metropolitan authorities for planned development around the five major cities of the state. Two metropolitan development authorities will be formed in the first phase. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced $175 billion Golden Dome missile defense shield for the United States. He has also named U.S. Space Force General Michael Gutlin to head the ambitious program aimed at blocking threats from China and Russia. We have a report.
Addressing a press conference at White House last night, Trump said, Golden Dome will protect the U.S. from long-range missiles, including those launched from space or other continents, and will integrate with current defense systems.
Today I'm pleased to announce that we have officially selected an architecture for this state-of-the-art system that will deploy next-generation technologies across the land, sea, and space, including space-based sensors and interceptors.
The initiative is inspired by Israel's Iron Dome, but will be much larger. Golden Dome aims to create a network of satellites to detect, track, and potentially intercept incoming missiles. The shield could deploy hundreds of satellites for missile detection and tracking. U.S. President said the project would be completed by the end of his term in January 2029, but industry experts are less certain of that time frame and the cost. Ashish Abraham, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In shooting, Adrian Karmakar opened India's medal account with a silver in 50-meter rifle-prone event at the ISSF Junior World Cup in Seoul, Germany yesterday. The 20-year-old shot a score of 626.7, just 0.3 points behind Sweden's Jesper Johansson, who won gold. Adrian's performance also set a new junior national record in the event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.